stream. Coming up next on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz, or on the archives, whatever you're listening to, it's the October 26, 2023 edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides, a flashback. I'm going to plead ill health. Got a fever which I'm bucking, but we'll see how it goes. And what we're going to be listening to is almost all the show from May 25th, 2006. And this was at a time when the, what I call the parking lot panic law, now called, I guess they called it the trespass law, which was passed, which forbade people from being in a parking lot downtown, that is to say in a city parking lot or parking garage, for more than 15 minutes, and only when parking or retrieving a vehicle, namely a car or a bicycle. So that meant you couldn't socialize, you couldn't read a book in your car, you couldn't hang out and do a protest, let's say. I know there were protesters who were protesting the right to choose, the abortions, and abortion advice being given at the Planned Parenthood clinic. And much as I might disagree with their objectives, I would uphold their right to protest with signs and pickets. They were forced completely out of the lot across the street, which actually might have put them in a better position because they were next to the road. But the idea of not being able to protest directly in front of the organization or institution they're protesting against, although I admit it's a more sensitive question with women seeking advice on abortions. It's another issue, perhaps a little more sensitive. But still, the idea was mainly to go after homeless people sleeping in parking garages and lots, gatherings that the city wanted to eliminate without running afoul of the First Amendment, which, of course, it does run afoul of. If anyone had ever bothered to take it far up into courts, one would hope, though, given the content of the courts, it's a little hard to say these days. And anyway, so that was sort of the era that we were in. You originally hear a guy talking about how he's critical of the ACLU. This volume is a little low. I apologize for that. But then you can perhaps be amused by the first segment of the radio play, The Investigator, by Reuben Ship, which was a satire from the days of McCarthyism, which really I thought was, I describe it in some detail, and you get to hear a part of it. If you want to hear more of it, you can either go back to the next show, I think, and the show after in 2006, which are on the Huff archives, or you can just browse for a radio play, The Investigator by Reuben Ship. I think it's S-H-I-P-P. It's a Canadian broadcasting system from the 50s. I think you'll enjoy it. However, getting back to more local stuff, Andrea Tischler, previously the activist who ran the Compassion Flower Inn in Santa Cruz, which was a sort of a medical marijuana luxurious accommodation where you could come if you had the money and relax in comfort and medicate yourself, which, you know, survived for quite a while in Santa Cruz. She was announcing a victory on putting Measure K on the ballot, which she talks about. That's a local measure which the city eventually put on the ballot, but which was sabotaged by both the city council and the city attorney. It essentially made medical marijuana, or actually recreational marijuana, the lowest enforcement priority for adults, and you'll hear her discussing that. Then we have a caller, Ian, calling in from Arizona, talking about his bad experience with the hosts, as we called them then, some of us, the pests. I think we still have our version of the hosts, but I'm told they're not as virulent as they were. I haven't gotten much in the way of complaints about them that come to mind right now. Anyway, he was worried that in Bisbee, Arizona, Ian was telling me on the phone that there was a move to set up what's called the Ambassadors, which of course is another name for these para-police agencies that are sort of the snitch eyes and ears of the police, and essentially are hired to be a kind of a low-grade, low-pay police force to run undesirables out of the area and frighten them into going elsewhere. At least that's been my sense of what they're up to. Then we're going to be hearing Manessa and Chris on hacky-sacking crime at Laurel and Pacific. I don't remember either of them, but you'll be able to hear them and see what they had to say. Evagilos Alexandros was urging a boycott of various organizations like the Saturn Cafe and Lulu Carpenters for discrimination against those with mental health designations. And we'll hear David and Monty at a rally for immigration rights. And the whole show ends with a little instrumental music. And that's the May 25th, 2006 show, or at least some of it. So enjoy it. And I'll hope to be with you. Not sure how I'm going to do, because it's didn't expect to be ill today, but I'm a bit under the weather. And we'll see how it goes. So stay well, stay healthy, enjoy. Get out there and do what you can. U.S. out of Ukraine. U.S. out of Palestine. Stop funding these wars.